Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Our friend and comedian Bernard O'Shea joins us every Tuesday to take a look at something particularly Irish that he has noticed over the last little while. You can read him in the irishexaminer.com, and his new book Manopause is out as well. But Bernard is joining us as always on the line. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning, guys. Now, I know you don't think I put a lot of effort into this, but however, I put a huge amount of effort into this one today. I want to talk about what I think are some of Ireland's greatest rivalries.
Oh.
I want to start with geographic rivalries first. Of course, you have Dublin-Cork. That's a big one, you know. People from Cork say, we're the real capital. People from Dublin don't care. You know, and then, of course, you have other fantastic geographical rivalries that maybe people might know about. Drogheda-Dundalk, you know, that famous Dundalk saying, red sky at night, Drogheda on fire. You know, so it's like, you know, it's... but obviously, one of the biggest and most obvious ones, right... that, of course, for this country, Ireland, has done damage to this country for the last 600 years, has torn families apart, divided households, and at the moment, due to ongoing political developments, had made the situation 1,000 times worse. Of course, I'm talking about the rivalry between Laois and Offaly. There are still parts of Laois, there are still Laois people trapped in the Offaly part of Port Arlington, and that is wrong. You know, now, I would like to move on to food rivalries in Ireland.
All right.
Think about it. One of the big ones would be, I'd like to ask yourselves this, Lions versus Barry's.
Lions, all day, every day. I don't really drink that kind of tea. His tea comes in colourful boxes and contains fruit infusions, and he should be slapped across the face with a wet tea bag for that.
Well, generally people would say that the Lions Barry's is like a Civil War thing. If you're Lions, you're De Valera. If you're Barry's, you're Michael Collins. But let's not go there. You're also, there's a rivalry, there's a food thing in Ireland that definitely separates people. There's people who drink milk with their dinner, and there's normal people who just drink water. Who drinks, do any of you drink milk with your dinner?
No, I would have grown up always having a glass of milk. That kind of changed, I think, when I left to go to college. But
I'm glad you said that, because I would have always borne a grudge against my Limerick cousins, because I found them utterly fascinating people. I really enjoy spending time with them, particularly the older boys who were older than me. They were my idols, and we sit down to dinner and I lose all respect for them because they'd have mince, potatoes and a glass of milk, and I'd be like,
yeah,
who are these weirdos?
That's a good cushy dinner.
I'd actually think it would be easier to watch somebody have a pint of Guinness with their dinner than a pint of milk. And of course, the biggest food rivalry is Marietta biscuits versus ripping the plasterboard off your walls and dipping that in your tea.
Some people think it's the plain, simple nature of a Marietta that gives it its magic, Bernard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I said, we used to save up enough of them and build a small primary school with them. But there is a few notable mentions before I come on to my last one. Of course, there's the Eamon Dunphy versus Jack Charlton. There's the Kelly Roach. So I'm moving on to sport here.
Okay.
Well, the biggest one, of course, in sport in Ireland, well, one of the biggest ones, has to be Munster Leinster, right? Essentially, a heap of lads from Limerick versus a lot of guys whose parents just wanted the best for them.
They got out of Limerick, came up and gave birth to us.
And of course, the other big sporting rivalry, Kerry versus Dublin. A heap of lads from Kerry versus a lot of guys whose parents made sure they played Gaa.
So true.
But the biggest sporting rivalry that divides people still, like nearly 20 years ago, I think it's 18 years ago now, right? There was musicals written about it. There are still people divided over it. Of course, that Japanese island will be ingrained into the psyche of Irish people. Of course, I'm talking about the Laois versus Offaly first round of the Leinster Championship that was played on Iwo Jima Island because O'Connor Park was frozen over in May. People still talk about that today.
How do you feel about Offaly people?
Give us back Port Arlington.
Then we'll talk.
And Carlow. Give us back the bit of Carlow that's ours as well. I'm telling you, it's an Israel-Palestine issue down there. It's big. It's big.
What's in Port Arlington that is so precious? Has it got great resources or?
Oil. It's oil and natural gas.
You're looking to build a wealth fund.
The oil fields of Port Arlington.
I'm telling you, it's oil, Dutch gas. But it's like Tip and Claire, Ballina, with the tiniest bridge that has ever been built. Like, even 200 years ago when they built that tiny... Do you know the bridge I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
I know it, Bernard, yeah, because it's a kind of a cheat back road if the traffic was ever really bad trying to get from the Dublin Road into Clare. Okay. You might go that way. But, yeah, it's one of these ones that there isn't... A classic Irish bridge where there isn't room for two cars, so you play this game of chicken as both of you approach it and go, who's brave enough to take it on? And we'll have a crash on a 400-year-old bridge.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like people say, oh, the rivalry between Tipperary and Clare is great. Yeah, the traffic's great as well. You know, you should maybe cut that out. But, yeah, but I'm sure there's loads of other, like, you know, the Tangle Twister versus the Freaky Foot. There's loads of them. There's loads of them.
Definitely there are. Bernard, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, lads. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.